Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Seven activists were detained last Saturday after demonstrating against the extension of the enhanced MCO in Kampung Muhibah Raya in Tawau, Sabah. Now, this was after mounting frustrations over villagers' claims that they were not given proper assistance and had lost income. So who failed the residents of Kampung Muhibah Raya? And how do we ensure that marginalised communities don't become collateral damage in the fight against COVID-19? Later, we'll speak to elected representatives from Tawau to find out exactly what's happening with the delivery of aid. But first, let's begin our conversation tonight with Afika Izzati. She is a youth activist and part of the Undi Sabah movement. Afika, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I understand, we understand that you are from Tawau. Maybe you can help us understand a little bit more about Kampung Muhibah Raya, where it is, where it's positioned, who lives there, and how they might be suffering under the restrictions of the extended EMCO.
All right, thank you very much. First of all, I would like to say thank you to Astra Awani for inviting me. And it's very unfortunate that this Tawau seven can't make it tonight. But as a fellow Tawau person and also as a fellow Sabahan, I stand in solidarity with them and also share their grievances. So we are talking about the MCO that's actually affected in Kampung Muhibah Raya, and how does it actually affect the people in there. So actually my Kampung in Tawau is in Kampung Pasir Putih. It's very near to Kampung Muhibah Raya. It's approximately only 10 kilometers from my Kampung. So actually there's a lot of people who live there. The Kampung people, when the EMCO is actually implemented in there, a lot of people say that they didn't get the needs that they should get, like, because the EMCO, a lot of them cannot go to work and so on. And then some of them, if you're saying that if you are a person who works and you get your salary every month, even though you stay at home or like, Basically, if you're working from home, lah. But it's not the case for the person who actually work per day and they get their salary per day. So it's very hard for them to make a living, and it's very hard for them to support their family members. And actually, that it's true that we need, or like we want to, like, stop this COVID from like spreading, especially in the Sabah area. But is it necessary, or like, is it good for us to abandon the person who are actually living in that area?
Right. I think if you could help us understand what you're hearing on the ground. Were people prepared for the MCO? Were they, did they have the resources to stock up food, to make alternative plans? You know, people travel every day, for instance, or have responsibilities outside the area in which they live. How were people prepared for this particular restriction on their movement?
Yeah, it's actually like the people who is actually living in EMCO stated that they are actually, it's very hard for them to get the needs they wanted, like food and so on, from outside. So there come the seven activists, the Tawau Seven, led by the founder of the Borneo Comrade itself, Put Minantam. It's very good of him to start this movement, like to start to speak up for the people who live in that area, that particular area, which is Kampung Muhibah Raya. So from here that we see that how is actually the thing is happening, the situation, the real situation that is actually happening in that area, where some of them got starved, you know, starving because they cannot go out and they cannot work, and then they don't have the money to buy food and so on. And it's very sad to hear as a Sabahan and also as a Tawauian.
So who do you think people look to for help, Afika? I mean, do they turn to their elected representatives? Do they go or seek government agencies or state institutions like the police for help? Or do they turn to activists, as we understand, already on the ground?
Yeah, basically, if you ask me and if you ask other person, they will say that they would like their representative, which is the YB's from their parliament or like from the audience to come and help for them. So it's very sad to hear that they're actually being in the situation where they are being locked down, like there is EMCO in the area, but their representative doesn't actually come and help, like give the thing, the needs of their people. So yeah, for me, like, because this kind of, a lot of entities, I would say that this kind of entities is the one who is actually responsible, hold the responsibility to go and help at the ground. But because none of them is actually happening in that area, I would say in that particular area, which is Kampung Nibaraya, that's why people started to do the demonstration, the peace demonstration. I want to highlight it. They didn't do anything wrong. They just go there and speak their rights. And I think that's when the activists start to speak up for the people who is in need.
Afika, do you expect that people might channel their anger or frustration or disappointment more and more into action, that this is not the last demonstration that we will see with regard to people living under EMCO or such restrictive conditions?
For me, like, if you want to state your disappointment and so on, like, what you didn't like, think that that thing is right, but if you already talked about it at the right saluran, you would say, but there's no action actually taken. Maybe that's the only way, which is the demonstration, peace demonstration, is the only way they can voice out and to get the attention from the people, from the authorities that is actually responsible. So I think that's why they're doing that. And it's actually, we can see the effects right now. We can see the results.
Can I ask you, Afika, because you said that you're from Kampung Pasir Putih, right? And we understand that Kampung Pasir Putih is also under enhanced MCO. Are you concerned that what's happened in Kampung Muhibaraya might also happen with Kampung Pasir Putih?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about that, especially because my relatives, my family actually live there. And we're not talking only about my relatives, my families and so on. We're talking about a lot of people who actually live at the Kampung, which is Kampung Pasir Putih. And as what we have, a lot of things already happened in social media. And we can see right now, because they extended the EMCO at Kampung Pasir Putih Baru until the 12th of May, which is one day before the Hari Raya Idul Fitri. A lot of people actually make a peace demonstration right now. That's what I can see on the social media. Right. And it's very concerning that this thing would happen. What is happening at Mubaraya might happen in Pasir Putih. And it's very concerning, especially for the Sabahan.
Afika, thank you for speaking with us. We really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us on the show tonight. We're going to take a quick break, but after this, more on the situation in Tawau. Stay tuned.